go to the, let's see, where do I go? John, book of John, chapter 6. Book of John, chapter 6. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this evening that we can come here tonight, and Lord, that we can hear your word, that we can dwell on it, and Lord, help us to use it in our daily walk. If there's anyone in the sound of my voice that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior, Lord, our prayer is tonight that they would trust you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 1, chapter 6 of John. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come unto him. He saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And Philip is looking like, are you serious? But anyway, and this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves. When he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above them that had eaten. Now, I told you tonight we were going to discuss grass. Not the kind you smoke. Because there's some of us in here old enough to know what that means. But my wife has always said, what's the significance of that? Now, there was much grass in the place. And I'm like, don't overthink it. It's grass on a hillside, and it was nice to sit on it. I mean, you go out here, would you rather sit on grass or would you rather sit down in the dirt? Personally, I'd rather sit on the grass. So there it is. All right, we're done. Let's have prayer. No, so I've been thinking on that, and it finally dawned on me. I'm like, wait a minute. Much grass in the place. Now, Jesus did great miracles, and these people were following him for those miracles. They were amazed at what he was doing. And they wasn't following him just because they, you know, wanted to hear the preaching. They were following him because they wanted to be healed. And they had watched and saw what he had done. You know, all this time that they had heard about Jesus, and it says he healed many. And by the way, don't ever think that just what is mentioned in the Bible is all the miracles Jesus did. Because it states at the end of this book of John in 21, it said, if they recorded everything Jesus did, there wouldn't be enough books to contain it. So there's no telling how many miracles he did, but they were following him for these miracles. And he said, hey, they need to eat. Bless you. He said, they need to eat. And Philip is like, look, how are we going to feed all these people? 200 pence is what we got, and that ain't nowhere near enough. And then Andrew walks up with a little bit of bread and a little two fishes, and he's like, Lord, this is what we got, but that ain't even going, well, I can hear him now. I'd need that. You know, you ever took that person out to eat that could eat two Big Macs and two large fries and then have a milkshake with it and then be sitting around picking off everybody else? You know, some people can eat. So the Lord said, tell them all to sit down. And then it said, there's much grass there. Now I got to thinking and I got to praying about it. And I'm like, you know what? That really does mean something. Go to the 23rd Psalm. Psalm 23. And it's right after Psalm 22. The 23rd Psalm, it says, my God, whoops. It says, the Lord is, I'm like, no, wait a minute, I didn't quote this. That ain't right. It done messed up my Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the first question I want to know. Do you know that whether you'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever? If you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, one day we will be taken out of here and we're going to dwell with Jesus from then on. We'll dwell in the house of the Lord. But I want us to back up. The Lord is my shepherd. Is the Lord, in fact, your shepherd? Well, I'm saved. But is the Lord your shepherd? You see, I've watched sheep herders. Colorado's got lots of sheep. They run them all up in the mountains, and I've watched these sheep herders, and not all the sheep want to follow. Well, look around. Anyway, I don't want to be ugly, but some of the sheep ain't here. In the South, that means they didn't come. Are they following the Lord? Is the Lord their shepherd? Well, if they saved it, well, not necessarily. Is the Lord your shepherd? You need to make sure of that because you can be saved and not follow the Lord. And it says if you follow the Lord, he says, I shall not want. Well, that's a lie right out of the Bible. How many of you in here missed a meal today? I didn't. Matter of fact, the one I missed this morning was on purpose. The one I ate at lunch was really good, not to mention hot, because I told them I want your extra hot sauce, and they brought me the extra hot sauce, and it was extra hot. But I shall not want. Does it necessarily mean that you're going to have a meal every day? Because I know some that claim to be saved, they don't get to eat every day. I know some countries where people are saved and they're not necessarily eating every day and living with their wants. But they are getting what they need, and we're going to go a little deeper than that here in a moment. You see, he said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. When you watch sheep herders, they don't take their sheep out to a big field of dirt and they all lay down. Don't work. They don't take them to a big patch of mixed weeds and whatever and lay them down, because listen, sheep might eat the wrong thing because they ain't real smart. And they'll bloat and they'll get you. You don't take them out in the middle of an alfalfa field, because alfalfa is very rich in protein, like 18% when they cut it. And it will make them sick, sick, and they will, they'll blow up. You know how you feel when you eat beans? You know, that's what happens to them, except it's a little more serious. And you know, I've thumped them. Boom, boom, boom. Sound like a snare drum. I mean, they're about to explode. So he wouldn't put them in there because it's not good for them. And a shepherd's not going to lay them out there in the dirt because there ain't nothing there. He's not going to put them in a bunch of old weedy mess because they might get fed the wrong thing. Because as I said, they're not the brightest animal on earth. He puts them in green pastures. And when you look up that word green, pastures, it means of an abode. It means the green in there was good vegetation, got a lot of protein in it. You see, that's how the Lord takes care of us. He makes sure that we have the protein. These people were following Jesus for the purpose of getting healed. But he fed them, and they got their fill. You know, that I'm going to say that made a difference in a lot of them's life. Now, it should make a difference in our life. Now, green pastures, you know, if you do a comparison, green pastures, where do we get fed the Word of God? Church. But sometimes, I've been there. I know some of you here's probably been there. Sometimes I have been to the wrong church. And I got a little bit of the truth, but I got a bunch of garbage along with it. And I got up and walked out after it was over with thinking, man, what a mess that was. It started out good. But see, I'm going to tell you, and it's nothing on my part. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. But if the Lord has led you or someone you know to Wagon Wheel or to Lone Mountain, I'm going to use those two churches because we're sister churches. He led you there for a purpose, and it was so that you could get good spiritual food. Because Brother John ain't going to lead you astray. He not on purpose. He might throw out something if he ain't thinking right. Same way with me. But if we usually do, we'll turn around and catch it and say, whoa, 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 that ain't what I meant. The point being, the Lord lays on our hearts what to preach. And so when you come to church, the Lord pastures, and we get the right stuff. But sometimes, well, you know, you ever listen to preaching on the radio? You know, I have, and I've got XM, I got a podcast. They call it a podcast. Man, I'm moving up. I got this podcast, and I got some stuff. I pulled up here a few months ago. This, I had heard the name, and I'm like, well, I'll pull it up. Listen, by the time he was halfway through his sermon, and I went, delete? This guy's a Fruit Loop. You can get fed the wrong stuff, and it will make you sick if you continue. You see, you take a ewe, that's a girl sheep. You take a ewe and you walk it out through some alfalfa, especially fourth growing of alfalfa. That's usually the last cut. And you let them eat a little bit. Oh, it's okay. And they'll walk up. But you let them eat enough of it and you leave them out there long enough, it'll kill them. Now, we can listen to a lot of this stuff, and if we ain't careful, we can get stuff that will ruin our lives because it'll get us so far off base, we messed up. But they all start out with just a little bit of the good stuff, and then they go off, and once they got you, then they'll go off into some kind of garbage. You see, you don't want to get in pastures just got weeds, and you don't want to get in pastures that it's all health and wealth, you know? Everything's so good, because listen, four cut out, five of horses love. It's real leafy. Man, and you feed them in a trough, and it got the big thing shaped like that, and it's got rails, and they'll work at it, and they'll nose around it, but oh, they want the goodie down there. And if you give them too much of that, even a horse causes them problems, but it's got lots of protein in it. The Lord gives us just the right amount of this, just the right amount of that, just the right amount of that, and as we grow, He adds to that. Now, you ever been up in the mountains, Colorado, Utah, and you see these cattle, and they're healthy, and you look around, and you're like, what are they eating? They got buffalo grass in the plains and places. Stuff's good protein. And them guys know that, and they take their cattle and put them on that high mountain grass because it's good for them. See, that's what the Lord does for us. He leads us to where, if we'll listen to Him, He leads us to where we can get the truth. He feeds our spirit with what we need. Now, He says, I keep going up. Must be a sermon in that chapter there. He said, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. No, that ain't the verse I want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Now, the thing about still waters, there's some creeks in Colorado when I lived up there. I'd be out hunting or fishing or hiking. And there's some creeks that are just flat out giddy. I mean, they're coming off the mountain. They are cruising. I like to hear the sound of it. But you don't want to try to cross it because it's pretty stout. It's kind of hard to lean over there and get you a mouthful of it. And if you do, you might wish you hadn't. But if you go on down the hill, it's flowing. It's still moving, but it's kind of still, and it's cool waters. You see, the Lord is honestly, verse 1, we'll start here. David watched over sheep. The Lord took care of him, watched over him. Well, the Lord takes care of us if we'll listen to Him. If we'll follow Him. You see, verse 2, Christ is it. Think about it. Christ is our bread. He's what we feed our spirit. He's also the water of life. He's at still waters. He's not an uproar to us. He's not stagnant. He's at cool, clear. There's a song called Cool, Clear Water. I don't know if that's the name. Can't remember who sang it. Might have been Burl Ives. Cool, clear water. Could have been Roy Rogers. But that means a lot. That cool, clear water. And when animals see the rushing stream, those sheep, they don't lean over there and try to, because they sense danger and they're like, no, I ain't doing this. But they go down there to where it drops out into a meadow and it's cruising across there. And it's funny that it's in a meadow. Nice meadow with green grass, and the water's still moving, but it's calm. You know, the Lord takes care of us. Verse 3. There I am reading wrong one again. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. When we follow the Lord the way we should, He helps us. He helps us in our problems that we have in life. Who in here ain't got a problem? I've always got a problem. And if I think I don't, give me a minute. It'll surface. And even in times that I thought, hey, this is good, there's always a phone call. Or there's always, well, if you're married, there's always a wife. Well, she looked at me like, well, of course she may feel the same way. Oh, the problem's home. He helps us in our problems because we've all got problems. Listen, we've got problems right now. And some of them we don't even realize, but they are our problems. Israel being attacked, honestly, is our problem. The United States says, oh, we're going to stand with them. And we're sending military over there. That's shocking, but we are. But I still haven't seen anything take place yet. If they don't help them out, we got real problems. Because everybody that's ever turned their back on Israel was cursed. So we've all got problems, but listen, the Lord helps us with those problems in the fact that He gives us strength. Because whenever we are we're looking at it like, what can I do with this? You know, the call comes in from the family, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, I got a, I can't say, but somebody here a while back in my family called and let me know something going on in my family, and I'm like, that ain't good. So I just, basically, I had to pray for it. But I realized the Lord gave me the strength to accept what's happening. I don't like what's happening, but I accept what's happening and I pray for it. Because I can't go straighten it out. Ain't my place. Well, for one, they're both grown. It ain't my place to go straighten it out. And so, matter of fact, I'll be honest with you. Because the Lord knows what I'd have done. When I heard about what was happening, I was laid up at the house and could not go anywhere because it was right after my surgery. See, the Lord knows how to take care of things. He knows how to help us because I'd have been on an airplane heading south. And I'd have went and straightened it up my way, which is not good. Well, it is, but it ain't. Get the point across, but I'd probably end up in court and everything else. So the Lord knows how to work it out for me. And He gives me strength to just sit back and say, all right, look. I can't do nothing. I don't have much strength. The last thing I need is somebody hitting me in the stomach. Okay, Lord, it's all in your hands, which it was all in His hands anyway, but we got to tell Him that. You know, it's all in your hands, Lord. I'm going to give it to you, which He had it anyway. But nonetheless, we got to do the same thing with what's going on around our world. But He gives us strength and He restores our soul when we really are down and out, and we really got just some crushing news, whatever it may be, whether it may not be crushing to everybody else, but it was to me. He restores me, gives me back that joy that all of a sudden everything just floods away, and you're like, oh, this is not good. The Lord says, it's okay, because you're my child. And that's the truth. That's the way the Lord works with us. And I praise God for doing that. So whenever you're in a bind, whenever things come across, listen, everybody uses the 23rd Psalm for funerals. It ain't about funerals. I don't know why they do it. Maybe it sounds good. The last verse is the only part that He's going to have a funeral involved in it, and it may not then, because if it's a rapture, there ain't nobody going to have a funeral for me, trust me. They ain't even going to be sure. They're going to say, what happened to him? He probably run off to Phoenix or something. You know? It's for us here and now. And he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Listen, when we're in that scary situation, when we're in a place that we're not comfortable, that's when the Lord's right there with you. He's surrounding you, and he's protecting you. You know, I've talked to several missionaries that they'll tell you stories, and you're like, wow, that's wild. One guy really stuck out, and I can't remember his name, but he had went into the jungles, and they had nothing but problems, and the people were going to kill them and eat them. And they decided, because the witch doctor of the tribe decided, I'm going to get them together. We're going to his house, and we're going to attack him. They went to his house, surrounded the house. They're all outside, and then they all left. And they got, a bunch of them got saved, and things turned around, and years went by. And he happened to recognize one of the guys that had grew up, but he was there that night. He said, tell me something. He said, why didn't the witch doctor and all you guys attack? He said, well, you had an army around your house. He said, no, and me and my wife. He said, no, sir. He said, there was an army around your house, and we weren't going nowhere near it. Amen. You see, the Lord does take care of us. And like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, he said, you know, the Lord will deliver us from the fire, but if he don't, he's still going to deliver us from you. So whenever you think, you know, you read the Word of God, remember that the Lord leads us to pastures of green, lush grass. And it's all right here. And when you come to church, you need, don't come to church with the attitude of, well, I'm here and we're going to sing and then I got to listen to him run his mouth and then we'll go home. You know, look at it this way. Well, and you hear the sermon title, this ain't for me. I know who it's for. And they're not here. What? No. Look at it and say, what can I get out of the message that's coming from the Lord? Because we can always find one, just it may just be one little bitty bit that come out of the message, but it'll help you in your daily life. Let's stand. And let's have a circle prayer tonight. Somebody needs to talk with me or whatever. Hey, you know where I'm at. Find me. I look around in here and I'm like, everybody's professed salvation, but, you know, if you need to speak with me or you need to have some special prayer, I am always willing.